This is Jordan Secchio, an update from the United Nations on forced conversions, and the president of Iran visits Columbia University.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We have a lot to talk about, folks, today. Internationally, what's going on at the United Nations, both in Geneva and in New York City next week, with all of that news about Ahmadinejad not only going to the United Nations, but also going to Columbia University to give a speech there and do some question and answers. We're going to talk about all of that today on the broadcast, and we want to talk to you about it. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Today I'm joined by Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, and Terry McKeegan, who represents the ECLJ, the European Center for Law and Justice, at the UN, both in New York and Geneva. He's in Geneva right now in Switzerland at the United Nations. But again, folks, we want to talk to you about it. Issue number one, forced conversions going on throughout the world, especially in the Middle East. That is why the ECLJ, who is recognized as a non-governmental organization by the United Nations, the European Center for Law and Justice, has recognition by the United Nations. We are in Geneva now presenting information on the forced conversion issue. We've talked about it a lot on the radio program. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about, and we want to hear from you about, what do you think about Ahmadinejad being at Columbia University? 1-800-684-3110 is our number to talk about that with us. We also have an update out of that abortion information case, the Planned Parenthood case in Illinois. In Aurora, Illinois, you remember Planned Parenthood tried to fight to get a permit to open a 22,000-square-foot abortion facility by using a fake name. That's right. They said, we're not Planned Parenthood. They actually applied under Gemini Office Development. Well, the city now will not give them their temporary permit, which already expired, but they won't give them their final permit to open up this facility because of the fraud and the falsehood of their application. The city officials didn't know they were approving a 22,000-square-foot abortion facility. Well, federal judges ruled yesterday, a district court in Illinois, that until this situation is resolved, Planned Parenthood cannot open up the abortion facility, which was scheduled to open this week on Tuesday, so they've got to wait until this issue is resolved. So that was an important ruling against Planned Parenthood coming out of the district court in Illinois. So a lot to talk about. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. I want to go right to Terry McKeegan. Again, folks, he represents the European Center for Law and Justice at the UN, both in New York City and in Geneva. He is in Geneva now. Terry, there is a lot going on this forced conversion issue. Terry, you there? We'll go to Terry in a few minutes. Folks, we want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110, because we have so much to talk about. One of the interesting topics, of course, is Ahmadinejad coming to Columbia University, coming to speak at the United Nations. This is dominating the media right now, this story. Columbia said yesterday, and has again reiterated that today, they have no plans on canceling that event, no plans whatsoever to cancel that event at Columbia University. And we got a question that came into our email from Doug in Oregon, who said, how can the president of Iran be allowed to enter the United States of America? And I want to go to Jeff Surtees here, because, Jeff, it confuses a lot of Americans. Why do someone who we call part of the axis of evil is allowed to be in the United States, land in the United States, not only go to the United Nations, but also go to Columbia University? And it's something, Jeff, people don't maybe understand, but these leaders from Syria and Iran and North and other countries around the world that the president is called acts of evil are represented in New York City. They're at the UN walking on the streets in the United States of America.
That's exactly right. No, they are in the UN to let their voices be heard, you know, to espouse whatever views they want to espouse in our global marketplace of ideas here. I mean, the White House deputy press secretary, you know, he said that, you know, the White House didn't participate at all in this decision to allow Ahmadinejad to come to Colombia. But, you know, he also went on to say this is a country where people can come in and speak their minds. You know, there's a lot to be said for keeping Ahmadinejad out. There's a lot to be said to let his crazy voice be heard.
We'll talk about it. 1-800-684-3110 is our number, and we want you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today. To become a member, it's completely free. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. Right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. A lot to talk about internationally at the United Nations with the forced conversion issue. The European Center for Law and Justice in Geneva right now presenting information about the forced conversion issue. We've talked a lot about it. This is primarily citizens of countries that are being forced to convert from Christianity to Islam are not allowed to become Christians if they want to become a Christian. Sometimes at swords, they are threatened with their life, imprisonment, torture. So we're talking about that issue. We are at the UN now in Geneva. And of course, everyone is talking about what's going on in New York next week with Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, coming not only to be at the United Nations, but also to speak at Columbia University. Now, I want to say this. The Columbia University president put out a statement yesterday after the broadcast and said that the first question he asked will be about the Holocaust denial, because the president of Iran has said two things. One, that the Holocaust is a myth and that Israel should be destroyed, wiped off the map. That's his actual words. So we'll talk about that as well. We have a lot of calls coming in about that. But I want to go right to Terry McKeegan, who represents the ACLJ in Geneva and in New York at the United Nations. Terry, these issues of forced conversion is something we've talked about a lot on radio. It's a serious issue, and we knew when we started getting reports of these stories, we had to get it to the UN. We were recognized now officially by the UN, our European office, as a non-governmental organization, and we're there right now.
Yes, Jordan. Hello, greetings from Geneva. As you stated, we were just admitted to the UN in July. We have full special consultative status with ECOSOC, which is the Economic and Social Council of the UN. We applied for it last year because the ACLJ and the ECLJ both saw that increasingly religious freedom and human rights issues are taking on an international character. And so we had to fashion an international response. And last year we applied for this status. And after a few hearings in New York with the NGO committee hearing, we were unanimously approved. Mm-hmm. And so we are now at the Human Rights Council here in Geneva, which is the main deliberative body on human rights issues for the UN.
Right.
And it's really the only body that deals extensively with religious freedom. So this is the perfect forum to express the deep concerns we have on forced conversions and also on anti-conversion laws. So my colleague, Gregor Papink, he addressed the council yesterday on the plight of the Palestinian Christians. And he mentioned the case of the Palestinian professor,
right,
who was kidnapped by Hamas and forced to convert to Islam, and I believe also forced to marry a Muslim.
Right. No, yeah, and we had talked about that story, Terry. Now, how was the reception at the United Nations when we were presenting, when the European Center for Law and Justice and Gregor and yourself were presenting this information to the Human Rights Council? What was the reception like from the members there?
Well, what's really interesting is increasingly people are talking about the clash of civilizations here. And it's no secret anymore there's a showdown between the Islamic countries and the Western countries.
Right.
There was an NGO that spoke directly before we did and was interrupted repeatedly by Egypt on what they called procedural points. But really, they were interrupting because they didn't want to hear what the NGO had to say, which was criticizing, among other things, the constitution of Hamas, which calls for jihad and that there can be no political solution to the situation in Israel, that essentially all the Jews have to be wiped out. And so this is kind of the climate
right.
that the UN is operating in now. And one of the reasons for this is before the Human Rights Council, there is a Commission on Human Rights, which operated for 60 years. And what happened was they increasingly elected more and more rogue nations to the commission. We're talking about countries like Cuba, Libya, Iran. So, you know, you didn't really have it's kind of hard to cast judgment on other countries when a lot of the people sitting in judgment
right.
are the worst human rights violators.
Well, and Terry, I think we got to make this clear to people because I didn't really understand it as much either until I was at the United Nations. We were there this summer to work through the approval process so the European Center for Law and Justice could become a fully recognized NGO at the Human Rights Council. And people don't understand sometimes that these countries that we're talking about every day on radio that are having these forced conversion issues in their own countries, sometimes sanctioned by the government, are members of the United Nations, and some of them sit on the, quote, Human Rights Council. And people don't understand that sometimes, just like the issue with Ahmadinejad coming here. It's one of those things where you got to explain to folks and make sure people understand these countries that are allowing this to happen or are part of what's happening here with the forced conversions are on sometimes sitting on these Human Rights Councils, and if they're not sitting there, are still attending the meetings and figuring out what's going on and making comments.
Well, you're absolutely right. The way the UN works is, for the Human Rights Council at least, the members are voted by a majority process, sometimes a supermajority. But increasingly, the Islamic countries are aligning with the what's called the G77. They were originally a group of 77 developing countries. They're now about 132 countries. But between the Islamic countries and the G77 bloc, you have an absolute majority on the council and increasingly at the General Assembly. So they are starting to dictate to the Western countries what goes on. And
right.
as a result, they also tend to elect their own. And a lot of their own have horrible records.
Right.
But these are the countries that are sitting in judgment of other countries like the U.S. and Israel.
And folks, that is why we're at the United Nations and why the European Center for Law and Justice went through that approval process so that we could present this information to the members, to the countries that are represented, to the other countries that are members of the United Nations to understand what's really going on here. And it's why it's so important, folks, to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. We want you to stand with us in all these fights, whether it's internationally, here at home. We want you to be part of our organization and stand with us in protecting human rights, not just in the United States, but across the world. To become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice, very easy. It's free. All you got to do is call a toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Now, with your membership, you'll get an ACLJ membership card, a copy of our free booklet, which is new, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. So you get all of that absolutely free. All you got to do is become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice online. Let's go right to the phone. Sharon is calling from Maine on line 3. Sharon, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I want to say, first off, I truly appreciate what you guys are doing. You totally rock.
Oh, thank you, Sharon.
The thing that I wanted to say about the forced conversions is, how can the United States stand still? How can anyone, even if you're an atheist in this country,
right.
It's going to get here eventually, that the forced conversions, freedom of religion doesn't mean freedom from it, but they're taking away a person's choice to decide what religion they are going to follow.
And right.
Everyone in the United States should be up in arms about this.
No, and let me go back to Terry, because Terry, what people don't understand is that in some of these countries, there's no even legally recognized way to become a Christian. I know that was a problem with a Christian in Egypt, that there was just no way legally that you could go from being a Muslim, even though he became a Christian at 14 years old, to becoming a Christian when he was a teenager. And there was no legal way to do that. And that dictates the rest of your life, where you get married, where your children go to school. It's a major issue, and people have got to understand the ramifications. And the United States is involved in this issue, and we want to bring it to the forefront, which is why we're at the United Nations right now, Terry.
Yes, and I appreciate Sharon's question. The United States has sat on the old Commission of Human Rights. The reason they are not on the Human Rights Council now is they decided not to run, partly because of the issue of the constant condemnation of Israel, but also because they felt that they needed to take a wait-and-see attitude, and they didn't want to lend credibility to a council that really deserves none at this point. So the U.S. is still there as an observer, and they have made very forceful interventions on behalf of these issues.
Right. Well, these are important issues, folks. That's why on today's broadcast, we wanted to make sure you understood what we were doing internationally. We've talked about the forced conversion issue a lot on radio, but we wanted to let you know what we were actually doing about it, the action we were taking through the European Center for Law and Justice at the United Nations. Now, we come back from the break. We're going to talk about what's going on at Columbia University with the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, scheduled to speak on Monday. This university has said that speech will go on as planned. There will be a question and answer time. Definitely will be interesting to see what happens there and the questions that are asked. We'll also talk about the Illinois court again, not allowing Planned Parenthood, the district court not allowing Planned Parenthood to open up their 22,000 square foot abortion facility until the issue is resolved on their fraudulent application, where they used a different name of a different company to get the permit, temporary permit, to open this 22,000 square foot abortion clinic. That permit has expired. They're trying to get their permanent status. We're going to talk about that when we come back. We want you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice and get involved in all these issues in the United States and abroad. All you have to do is call our toll-free number. Membership is free, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and become a member online.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. It was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and cost of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you'll be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
The ACLU continues to grow.
They want the right to burn the flag. They want to make sure you can protest at a military funeral.
The ACLU is becoming more powerful.
And they're representing rapists and sex offenders so that they have access to where your children are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Isn't it time you did something about it?
Join with us. We want you as part of our team.
At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Time magazine called the ACLJ, quote, a powerful counterweight to the
ACLU. And Business Week labeled the ACLJ, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom. Now you can make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ right now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about a lot of issues internationally. The forced conversion issue, the European Center for Law and Justice is at the United Nations in Geneva right now presenting information about these forced conversions that are occurring all over the world, especially in the Middle East, of course. And also talking about President Ahmadinejad's visit to the United States next week coming up and his planned speech at Columbia University on Monday, which the university has said will still go on. We have a lot of calls coming in. We'll get to all those calls. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to speak with us. But we've got other calls coming in, legal questions as well. Charlotte is calling from Illinois on line 2. Charlotte, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. Is it illegal for Buffalo Grove High School to remove the song God Bless America on the school's homecoming list? In other words, is it illegal to sing this at homecoming? The student council, at the request of the daughter of a prominent atheist, requested that this song be removed from the homecoming song list. And the atheist is Rob Sherman. It was 14-year-old daughter who's on the student council. And the student council agreed and removed the song.
Well, Charlotte, let's first answer the question. One is, and I want to go to Jeff Surtees here, would it be illegal, Jeff, to sing God Bless America at this point in public schools at a homecoming ceremony?
I would say without a doubt, no. No federal court, no state court, to my knowledge, has ever held that the singing of Irving Berlin's God Bless America in the public school context even would violate the Establishment Clause or the so-called separation of church and state. I mean, if that did, then what are you going to do with school curricula? You know, where Dante's Divine Comedy is read, where Milton's Paradise Lost is read, where Robert Bolt's A Man for All Seasons is read.
Right.
I mean, the Supreme Court has been clear. Listen to what Robert Jackson said way back in the 40s. Music without sacred music, architecture minus the cathedral, or painting without the scriptural themes would be eccentric and incomplete, even from a secular view. There is just no way that in this context, a singing of God Bless America would violate the Establishment Clause.
Charlotte, stay on the line. We'll get your contact information, make sure we can help you through this process. I know you mentioned the student council voting, of course, some more complicated issues. So stay on the line. We're going to get your contact information. We'll get you in touch with an attorney from the American Center for Law and Justice. Of course, folks, there's a lot of calls coming in about the president of Iran's visit to the United States coming up next week. Let's go right to the phones on that. Victor is calling from Massachusetts on line 1. Victor, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks, Jordan, for taking my call.
Thanks, Victor, for calling.
I just want to make a quick comment about the United Nations. After World War II, the United Nations was established. I just don't see the purpose at this point of having the United Nations. We just had a problem with the oil for food program. 90% of the people sitting in the United Nations right now are against the U.S., the West, and Israel. And now we have a situation where the president of Iran is coming to the United States, and he's allowed to speak at a prominent U.S. School. And I just don't understand how we can allow that to happen.
Well, Victor, the first thing is on the United Nations front, the U.S. government has to approve his landing in the United States on U.S. land. But Iran is represented at the United Nations. They are at the United Nations. They've got their ambassadors here in New York City as well as in Geneva. But I want to go to Terry because, Terry, people sometimes, they criticize you and they're upset, but it is important. The UN is not going away. It is an important international body, and which is why instead of just standing on the sidelines and criticizing what the UN does or saying that we shouldn't be involved, we have to be involved, and that's what we've done at the European Center for Law and Justice.
Yes, you're right. I mean, we have to be involved in what people need to understand about the UN is it's essentially a forum of all the nations of the world. And so it's a reflection of the composition of the nations of the world. And unfortunately, it's not a very good reflection right now, but it's similar to the Supreme Court. You know, Christians need to be at the court fighting, and they need to be at the UN fighting.
That's right, and that's why we're there, folks, is to get these issues out there. If we didn't have NGO status, we wouldn't be able to present this information on forced conversions. We wouldn't be able to talk about those issues to the ambassadors, to the representatives of those countries on the Human Rights Council, and to get the word out on what's going on within countries that are members of the United Nations, and that's why we're there. And it's also why we want you to stand with us today. Become a member, if you're not already one, of the American Center for Law and Justice. We will send you, this is absolutely free, an ACLJ membership card, a copy of our free booklet, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. It's absolutely free. You just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255, to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice and stand with us today. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice online. Let's go right back to the phones. Norm is calling from Ohio on line 3. Norm, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, I just want to reiterate what's already been said, is that New York, and I am a New Yorker in exile,
right,
is not just an American city. New York is the capital of the world, and you don't have to like everybody that comes in, but you do got to deal with them. And I mean, we may not like Iran, however, President Bush, sold spare parts for their F-4 planes, saying that sometimes economics trumps politics, and those F-4s are going to be carrying the smart bombs.
Norm, let me cut you off there for a second, because I think, first off, you're right. I mean, it's part of the United Nations. It's in New York. It is an international city. It is the capital of the world. That's why one of the United Nations headquarters is there. And that's why Ahmadinejad is allowed to come into the United States to attend those meetings. I do understand people's concerns about him speaking at the Ivy League University, Columbia University, and Columbia inviting him to come and speak. I think it will be interesting to see, because at this point, it does not look like Columbia University is backing down from this event, even though the outcry from the American people has been very loud. It will be interesting to see. The president of Columbia said his first question to President Ahmadinejad will be about the denial of the Holocaust. The president of Iran has said over and over that he thinks the Holocaust is a myth and that Israel should be wiped off the map. So we will see those answers, and there may serve a role to actually see those questions being answered on U.S. television at a U.S. university and go on the record, to see the president of Iran go on the record, if that truly is the case. And we'll have to wait and see on whether or not the president of Colombia is allowed to ask that question, and whether or not he will actually ask that question, and what other questions will be asked. It's definitely going to be interesting, and I do understand the American people's outcry over this issue, because it just doesn't make sense that we'd invite someone who we have labeled as part of the Axis of Evil, as the largest funder of terrorism in the world. They fund the most terrorism, allowing them to come not only to the United Nations and land on U.S. soil, but also come to one of our top universities, an Ivy League university in New York City, Columbia University. So again, it'll be interesting to see, but there is so much to talk about with these issues. And we've got, of course, this report today coming from Geneva. We will keep you updated on that. Terry, I know you're in Geneva right now. We just got a couple minutes left. Thanks for coming on the broadcast. Of course, we'll keep everyone updated as the fight continues moving from Geneva to New York.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Thanks, Terry. And Jeff as well. Thanks for coming on and answering the legal questions that people had. Folks, it was a great show today. Enjoyed talking about all these issues. Of course, these are issues that are very important to the entire world, whether we're talking about the forced conversion issue. Obviously, as Christians, we care about those other Christians that are in these countries that have taken the stand to come out publicly, to declare their faith, risking their life, torture, imprisonment, the murder of their family members, not being able to get jobs. I mean, these are the kind of issues that are going on in countries that are members of the United Nations. And that's what you have to understand. Iran is a member. They're coming. They're speaking. The president of Iran is coming to America again to deliver a speech to the United Nations, to speak at one of our universities. And we are engaged in all these issues. We are at the UN now. The European Center for Law and Justice is recognized, fully recognized. We're able to present information to the Human Rights Council and to continue the fight in the United Nations and abroad, of course, in the U.S. courts as well. We want you to stand with us in all these battles that we fight across the United States and also across the world. We want you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. It's very easy to do so. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 877 877- 989-2255. You get an ACLJ membership card, a copy of our free booklet, Protecting Your Liberties, and a copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law, all absolutely free. Just become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign up online.